right here with us then.
Come closer. You too. You're part of this band.
Welcome to the Cigar Hustlers Podcast, episode 275.
So many.
Where we bring you the latest news and insights from the world of premium cigars. In this episode, we dive into the big stories of the week. I should have proofread this. And
just
we'll also discuss the latest cigar releases, trends, and hot topics in the cigar world, and share our thoughts and opinions on everything cigar related. So grab your favorite smoke, sit back, and join us for another exciting episode of the Cigar Hustlers Podcast with your host, Michael the King Steponkevich, and his producer, Mike BDP Palmer, and me, I'm Phil, the greatest cameraman. My exercise routine includes running away from my problems, running late, and running my mouth nonstop.
We tried something new.
That's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate for Phil.
He
running away from his problems.
Running his mouth.
That mask is very slimming on you, Phil.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I cut a hole in it for a cigar. Yeah. It's perfect.
You kind of look like...
Cold. The only bad thing is it's like... going up.
It rides up. Yeah. It kind of looks like...
Well, your head's very large.
It's like Jason Voorhees meets the mink or whatever the hell from Pulp Fiction. That's what you are right there.
Oh, thank you.
Go get the imp. What was it? The imp.
If you go to camera one, I can read the ad.
You have to start reading the ad.
Yeah, well, no, we got to go to camera one
first.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. All right, above. Better overhead garage. Not during the customer's live read.
I want to get you.
Better overhead garage storage with a rack above. Why must we damage our homes just to hang overhead storage? A rack above has challenged the status quo by developing a superior overhead storage system that will not harm your home. I had to recreate this, so I didn't prove mine either.
Say it again. It won't harm your home twice.
It won't harm your home.
Again.
That will not damage your house or trusses.
Twice.
Comes with a 48-inch shelf that spans the width of your garage, keeping items within arm's reach, allowing you to ditch the ladder.
Yeah.
The rack above will fit any size garage. Suspended telescopic legs go up and down stairs, around hot water heaters, and between electrical boxes. And over cars. Yeah, I really should proofread this, too. A rack above is the last storage system you'll ever need. A rack above is easily disassembled and reassembled in any garage. No matter where life takes you, a rack above can go with you. Call for pricing, 407-474-1214, or visit arackabove.com.
Nice.
We're off and running solid today.
Yeah.
No Do we problem. Have any additional Tommy Farrell Nickel City coasters? Because I have two beverages here, and I'm leaking everywhere. Leaky.
No.
I'll put it on the ground, but you know how what the fuck that's going to mean. All right, this is good.
Oh, don't break that one. I only had the last one left.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, no.
Steve. Ooh, a FCC.
FCC.
All right, I'm still going to put this over here, though.
Oh, that's weird. Now brought to you by Ghost Energy Drinks and Pellegrino Fizzy Water.
What do we got doing? What are we doing for the Patreon?
I don't know. You just handed me.
I'm going to tell you what we're doing.
Oh, I'm going to do it. Look. Oh.
Romatron requested this.
Did he really?
He did. He said, hey, can you do me a favor, review this because I'd like to hear your opinion on it. So
has he already smoked it?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh.
So we're going to do the Sinistro Coast to Coast.
14 years.
Coast to Coast.
This is the alleged, it says Toro on here, but it's 5x52.
This is not a Toro.
It says it on here, though.
I don't know. I threw my wrapper over there.
Uh-oh.
5x52?
We're going to talk about this cigar, and if there's any additional fuckery.
It's not a 5x. So on the weight, if we match it up against the description, the weight will not make it.
So Skip actually sent me paperwork for that.
Oh, he doesn't like my numbers?
He's got verbatim scale. But anyways, right, coast to
go
coast.
Back to two for a minute,
Connecticut
please.
Broadleaf. Wait, hold on. Stay on three.
All right, stay on three.
Before he angrily goes. Connecticut Broadleaf, supposedly grown in the Dominican Republic. Just saying. So we're intrigued. We're
going to
give it
cigars lately.
We're going to give it a crack. All right, go to two.
Go back to two. Now, several weeks ago, when we started wondering if the weights were the same, I asked Mr. Martin on the air to send me such list.
And he has sent it.
Yes, but you went, oh, no, he doesn't do that. You had to do it yourself. So now I've done it myself, and it's not correct?
Maybe he just feels like, you know.
Did he do the funny sizes too?
It's 15.5 grams, by the way.
Tell him how you really feel, Palmer.
I'm going to tell you, dude, it's pretty elaborate. It doesn't make all the sense in the world. I feel like there's some issues here with the way that he wrote it. It says cigar review. Let's see.
Because I said, well, he'll just know it off the top of his head. And you went, no, no, no. Hey, somebody needs to grab. I can't connect my phone to the Rodecaster.
Weights by size. Oh, man. So he's got like this. It says average rate weight on all three cues, but I think he didn't wanted to show like low, average, and high.
Ah.
And he's got all the way from 3.5 inches to 7 inches.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I'll take a snapshot when it's cold and when it's regular size. Hey, we need to make a phone call. Somebody want to grab the Rodecaster? I can't because then I'll...
I can do that for you if you'd like me to. Who are we calling?
Surprise.
You might not have his number. Do you have Jerry's number?
Jerry who?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, call Jerry.
Am I connected?
I just hit the button. I have to turn my Bluetooth off or it grabs the GarageBand over there. What are you doing? You can't take that off. Are you calling him now?
I got to connect.
Oh, I thought you had...
You're always yelling at me.
You're always connected.
If I was, you'd disconnect me by hitting the fucking Bluetooth, yada yada.
How's that 5x52?
It's 5x52 Toro. It's
a, well, the 5x52 Robusto.
So we're calling Jerry.
Call Jerry.
And?
Jerry, Gio, and Caleb are all there together.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What are we doing?
Surprise.
We're telling them it's not happening?
Surprise.
Oh. Hey,
bad news for you guys.
It's not going to work out. You think he's in the pooper?
Yep.
Jerry.
Yo.
Jerry.
Stop.
Hello, Jerry.
Stop.
Jerry, you're on the air.
What's up?
You're on the air, Jerry.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Welcome. I'm panicking.
Welcome to a Cigar
All right,
House.
We've got, welcome to Cigar Hustler Podcast. We've got Jerry, Gio, and Caleb from Down to Herf on the phone with us.
How you guys doing, Mike and Mike?
Good. What did you put the phone far away from you?
Yeah, what happened? We can't hear.
I have no idea.
You know, for a guy who's got all this equipment, you would think.
You could have connected it through your board smoother. And you guys could all been on microphones.
Your board, our board, boards together. Lots of boards.
Okay, maybe this isn't going to work out, guys. Forget it.
We're gonna part ways.
Oh. We got to call the Burn the Bridges guys next.
Burn the Bridges guys?
No.
Hey, we just make an announcement that this week, starting on Wednesday, Down the Herf will be on the Cigar Hustler Podcast Network.
Yay!
Yay!
Are you guys excited?
Boots is pointing at things. I don't know what he's doing.
You guys excited?
You guys excited? You ready to go?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think it's going to be a good thing for everybody. Obviously, you know, we'll see what happens, but I'm very excited for it.
I can feel the excitement.
I just,
yeah, my goodness.
It's going crazy over there.
Dude, I'm not like a jump through the you know, the ceiling. Yeah, but we are ready to work.
Somebody behind him said they were ready.
They're a bunch of cops. They got all PTSD. They're all fucked up. You know, they're just trying to drink and smoke through life is what's going on. They got a great podcast.
Dude, we just talked about that yesterday. I'm definitely the one on the show that drinks the most. So I think you guys will enjoy that a little bit.
Jerry and I worked it out. Jerry's me.
Jerry's you.
Gio is you.
Okay.
And Caleb is Phil.
Huh.
Wild card.
All right.
Wild card Caleb.
Wild card Caleb.
Wild card Caleb.
Bang.
Interesting.
So Jerry does all the work.
But does Caleb like...
Gio works out and Gio sort of tags
along. Does Caleb provide valid content throughout the entire show or...
Is he doing a Caleb's tip of the week thing? Like,
yeah, is there a Caleb's tip of the week?
Fun fact. Oh, it's been fun. It's fun facts.
Phil's fun facts.
Phil's fun facts at 16 after.
Yeah, that's Phil's, by the way.
Caleb protest yet lately, but there'll be some Caleb
protest.
Okay. Oh, excellent. Mm. Good deal. So what's the first episode about, guys? What cigar did you do? I'm letting them talk.
No, you always ruin my shit. I'm going to ruin their shit. See how that works? You want to fuck with me? I'm going to fuck with them. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah, fucking so downhill. So
down
fine.
Off You're the Rabbit. It was terrible. God. You can skip it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, dude, it was actually a really good cigar, but obviously you'll have to tune in and find out what we, you know, thought about that $50 price point. Obviously, in New York, that's a little higher, $75, which is astronomical.
Someone send help to New York.
Yeah.
I mean, they're practically in Canada, though.
Yeah, that is Canada.
You guys can see Canada. Shitty taxes.
Yeah. So, Canada. Okay.
Yeah, right. Literally. We can see Canada.
All right. Well, we're looking forward. They've already sent me their first episode.
We're excited to have you part of the family.
Yes.
Gentlemen. And
we'll send you the decoder ring so you can read the messages we send back and forth.
Yes. Yes. Drink more Ovaltine. And looking forward to the first episode ever.
Wednesday. They already sent it. Already
on the Cigar Hustlers Podcast Network.
Yes.
We have shit cans.
I already said that, Palmer. I'm right on top of my shit.
He's on it.
He is. I got in the 48 hours just as the contract said.
We've already shit canned Hustler Universe because Brett Fry has gone away. He's given us, you know, he's given us his resignation, and there's no tobaccoology podcast.
No, but now, if you'd like to advertise,
now we're getting stronger.
Feel free,
getting stronger. Now we have government government officials on our side.
Yeah, you got some bodyguards.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You don't. No,
we're gonna have to bring them to PCA as media and shit.
Well, they've already talked to Phil about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was something we wanted to talk to you about, Mike. Obviously, we could talk off the air, but...
Yeah, no, let's do it. What's there else to talk about? Fucking let's get it done.
We don't talk about anything off the air.
Yeah.
We're
talking about everything on here. But yeah, we got to do that.
How do we make that happen?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Yeah. I'll tack him on our account or some shit.
Beautiful. I love it.
Listen, I just want you to know, though, if you're staying in anybody's room, sex is required.
Sex is required.
Yeah, sex is definitely required.
With and each other, I hope.
Yeah, no, it's strictly guy on guy.
Right. We're very, very close.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I love
that's the only way to go here.
Oh, see, Gio's all in.
I was worried about fitting in. Obviously, this is going to be a seamless transition.
Of course. This is just going to, exactly, 100%. You know?
If you end up rooming with Mikey, he likes you to fight just a little.
Yeah.
But not too much.
Yeah, a little violent.
I want to see Gio and Mike go at it. A couple of gorillas getting after it.
I don't know if you want to see that. I don't know if you want to see that.
You got a Polish guy, Puerto Rican, Italian. It's just a lot.
Yeah, it sounds messy.
You want to room with Phil. He fights back a lot.
Yeah, but he gives up quickly.
Yeah, but he gives up
again. He's like, just submits.
You know, Mikey, we got Dingus Day coming up next Monday, man.
Oh, yeah. That's where you guys get crazy. Yeah. It's a, you know, little Polish
you're
action.
A Polak. You should know that.
I know. I should.
Just like indulge in copious amounts of pierogi and... Krupnik and just slam tiskies. So,
talking about beer, food, you know.
Yeah. I know what a pierogi is. I have no idea what those other two things were.
I can bring you the beer.
So, tiski is a Polish beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Krupnik is like a honey liqueur. It's like a Polish thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
absolutely disgusting.
Oh, never mind.
No, it is absolutely disgusting. But you should do it on the show.
Oh, maybe next week.
I don't really drink.
Yeah, but it's whatever the holiday he said to it. It's your national holiday.
Oh, we should make Phil wear a flag.
Oh.
A Polish flag.
That'd be nice. Do you have one of those?
I absolutely should.
I bet you could Amazon it in one day.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye, Jerry.
All right, well, hey, we're going to get to our show, but welcome, guys, again, and we look forward to your first episode on the Cigar Hustlers Network.
This Wednesday.
Love it. See you guys there.
All right, guys.
All right, brother.
Bye.
Take it easy, guys. Bye, guys.
See you,
so there you go.
There you go.
The fellas.
The boys.
The fellas. The Nickel City crew. Right? Because they're in Nickel City. That's where they are. That's where they are.
Yeah, that's where they come out of. That's their hometown.
That's their hometown. Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got? Way too early
what
for
else
the news.
We got?
Way too early for the news.
I feel this pressure with this.
We're getting close to 16. I'll stop you guys. Don't worry.
Do your 16. Yeah, I started
it
the
timer.
It
says 8 minutes.
I started the timer late.
Yeah. Oh.
So much going on. I forgot.
I'll give you four fucking fun facts.
All right. You want
to
go?
All right. We're at 15.
Facts?
I mean, I don't want to jump the gun.
Oh, we're at 15? All right.
I just want you to know that I received a message that somebody will no longer be watching because of Phil's fun facts.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who dropped off? Mitch?
No.
Is that he's not in the fan club?
I can't.
Skip. It's Skip.
I can't give up the information, but the dog.
The dog?
The dog did not like you.
The dog?
Yeah. This is Cinnamon barking at you. And you're on screen right there.
Is this a video?
In your bunny. In your bunny outfit.
I'm in a bunny outfit?
You had the bunny mask.
You had your bunny mask on.
If that's a video, you can send it to me. I can put it up.
Okay, I will send it to you.
Okay.
And Cinnamon had a problem with the bunny mask.
I don't know who that is.
The Cinnamon's the dog. Cinnamon's I hope you don't dog. Know if you know.
How would you know who a dog is?
I don't want to give the true sources away, but
okay, anyways.
So now it says flat out, sorry, can't be a watcher anymore. Cinnamon doesn't approve of Phil's fun facts.
Oh.
All right.
So we lost one.
We lost one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, he's all excited when
you win some, you lose some.
He's getting jammed up. I can see it in his face.
Terrible. I'm not jammed up.
I can see it. Well, I can see it in his mushed in fucking.
He's mushed in hockey face. Yeah. Okay, switch the camera so he can see you.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you guys to finish talking.
Yeah, except
for
Cinnamon. Hey, maybe Cinnamon. Maybe Cinnamon won't like be that. Watching.
Yeah, Cinnamon's not watching.
Thank you. All right, cigar fun fact for Cinnamon. The world's largest cigar was created in 2011 in Havana, Cuba. The cigar was over 81 meters. Mm-hmm. How many feet is that?
160, about.
There you go, 160.
For some reason, this says 265. I think I'm going to go with Mikey on that. But this says 265 feet long, weighed over 1,500 pounds, and had a diameter of 1.5 meters.
His mask is rubbing on the leather.
It was made. It was made.
Sounds like he's wearing leather.
Wow. It was made by a team of 45.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
45 Cuban cigars.
It's 282 feet.
Oh, so that was pretty. It was closer.
It's close.
Yeah.
All right.
And was displayed at the 2011 Habanos Festival.
Yep.
While it was not intended to be smoked, it was certainly an impressive feat of cigar making craftsmanship.
Oh. You know, I heard Boots had something to say about that.
Yeah, what did Boots say?
That was one blow. You have to fucking suck the shit out of it.
You know what they say? You know what they say? Well, this is only, this. That was what Boots said, because this is Phil.
Yeah, this is Phil.
Yeah, I mean, you might have to bring Boots on the show. You keep playing those.
You
know,
you got
to
fucking suck the shit out of it. It was one blow.
It was a big cigar.
Unbelievable.
My glasses are fogging up.
What's the biggest cigar you've ever smoked, Palmer?
That A that's over there in the humidor. I've had one of those before.
That's the biggest one?
Yeah, I don't smoke those big ones. It's just silly.
You never did the femur or any of that?
Nope. If I had that, it would be in the giant drawer. Never to smoke.
Oh.
I never did the femur.
Never?
No. I sold all them bitches. They should make more of those. Skip, I know you're listening.
Wasn't there one called like the Woody 2 or something?
Woody's that real long one.
Yeah. Let's do femurs again. Let's do femurs. And I think they should retail for like $300. Let's just do it.
That's what you got for the last one.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's probably is what I got for the last one. I don't even think I had the fucking lid on that thing.
So what's the biggest one that you smoked?
I don't know. Probably an A or something. As far as length or gauge?
Girth or length?
Well, I mean, I guess it would just be the length or it doesn't matter.
I mean, because there are cigars that are probably, I mean, I probably tried the 7x80. What the fuck is that thing called?
The Lunatic up there?
Yeah.
JFR? Yeah, yeah, I've probably had one of those, but I was going with length.
What's the ring gauge on that?
80.
80.
Wow. I think it's 80.
That's crazy.
And that was just terrible.
Yeah, it
tasted like nothing.
It's not comfortable.
And it tastes like nothing. It's just too big.
Yeah, you can't relax with that.
There's no flavor.
And that's LFD?
No. So JFR.
JFR.
That's the Baby Giraffe. That's Terrence.
Baby Giraffe.
Oh, yeah. That's the ones that, what's his name? Smokes?
Who?
Castro.
Yeah, you know. Hey, you know, and we sell them. We happily sell them to them.
Right.
You know?
We go through a lot of those guys like those.
I know. Good for them.
Right.
And this is not my cup of tea.
He likes the Corona.
Who does?
You do.
I know, but you know, I like that Grand Perfecto in the EC.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
And
this morning? Yesterday?
Yeah,
yesterday.
Last night. And the HN, smoking a lot of those too, bud.
Yeah, oh, well, okay.
And
I just meant your preferred size.
And I smoke a lot of Toros as of late too. 6x52s.
Oh, like these.
Yeah, you've been kind of moving
around.
Yeah,
these 5x52 Toros. These
5x52 Toros.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice Toro. I like that size Toro.
What's your size of choice, Palmer?
Robusto. I like Robustos.
It's funny how, you know,
but I'll smoke
I'm breaking
Toro.
Balls I mean, about this, but
BDP Toro.
It's so easy for some shit like this to go down.
Oh, sure.
You know?
It's a small print. I didn't even see it.
Yeah. It's a 5x52 Toro.
Somebody did not check.
It's 5x52. It's Toro. No, it's not. Yes, it says right here on label.
It says on label. It is correct.
It's correct. It's Toro.
You know what, though?
That was one blow. You have to fucking suck the shit out of it.
That's right. No matter what the size is, apparently.
Unbelievable.
I remember how I warned you. I told you, I said, you're kind of going
hard. I know how to program those too, so.
I told you on Friday, you're kind of going hard in the paint on your, Palmer.
Not here by yourself anymore. Like,
You know.
Yeah, no, you don't know how to program those.
I was telling you on Friday. I was warning you. I said, you know, you're kind of laying hard into Palmer right now. You might not want to do that. You might not want to do that.
Sometimes he needs a correction. There's times.
Okay. But just remember, when you open Pandora's box, you know?
He can't protect you all the time.
I can't protect you all the time.
It's not about protection.
I got to let the kids fight sometimes.
It's not about protection.
See, and that's why there's shit all over the floor over there.
Right.
Sometimes you got to let the kids fight.
It's the mess. We starting the news already? Just so you know, we have nothing to add to the end of the show.
Except, we have anything coming up?
I don't know what that means. Why is it ashing like
the last? Because there's a hole.
So angry.
It's a
the last 2 weeks, we've had specials to add to the end.
I know they're like an hour and a half long. You want to talk about what I did this week? I could tell you.
What did you do?
Football's back. We had our first game.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what happened.
Okay, tell me what happened.
The 1-2 team. Okay.
Yeah, the 1-2.
We were gelling. We're playing a bunch of second graders. And we were up 12-6. Now I gotta coach two teams.
Now the team you're coaching now is what age?
The 1-2 team, so they're all first graders. We got one second grader.
So you're playing a team that was bigger.
Yeah, we got one second grader. He's shorter. But my God, he's fast. It's it's the speed on this kid is ridiculous. Oh. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. I saw him run. I was like, oh, he's getting the ball. He's definitely getting the ball. Because here's how that works.
Right.
If you establish one player that's a speedster and opens up, creates space. What happens? Your defense starts to hone in on that guy.
Right. They start to realize what's going on.
So when you start baiting that kid and making it look like he's getting the ball, they run in and everybody else is open.
Ah, gotcha.
So
do they pass at that age?
Yeah, man. Oh yeah. Yeah. We pass. We pass the ball. First graders, we pass. So it was, what's the matter?
Don't worry about it. Your camera went out.
Oh, okay. So it's 12-6, right? So go back to 2.
No, yours is fine. It's Palmer's.
We're talking back and forth. There you go.
Oh, mine's flashing green. That means it's off. That went out.
And it's done.
But probably not. But the power's on it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
All right. So anyways.
It's stupid Wi-Fi.
So it's 12-6.
Right.
And I leave to go coach the 3-4 team. And you figure that it's going to, you know, like time's almost over this game.
Right.
For whatever reason, the game ran an extra 20, 30 minutes. We lost 18-12.
Oh.
Well, when you left, the other guy cheated.
That's no, right. You know.
I think this will be a new point system for this.
All
guy.
I could say is lesson learned. I won't be abandoning and handing over anything to, you know.
Oh, because you had to go. You had to go to the other game.
Yeah.
Who stepped in for you?
One dad steps in for defense, and it's not like these guys do anything wrong. I just think that when your kids are that young,
right,
and you replace a variable, they get disheveled, no matter what it is. So the 3-4 team's just going to have to wait.
Right, yeah.
You're going to have to wait.
Can you back that game up?
Yeah. I'm going to reach out to them and say, hey, listen, I need a little bit of cush time getting from one to the other.
Right.
Is there any other coach out there that coaches two teams like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they should be able to move your stuff around.
Yeah, I'm going to ask them to give me a 20-minute cushion. So.
But you, Bomber.
I didn't go to a football game.
So I did that. I did. Here's a controversial one.
What?
I don't know if I've talked about this yet.
Well, I ain't gonna talk about it.
But Jax, Brittany, and I have all officially sat down and watched John Wick.
Yeah, you talked about that last week.
But now we finished 1, 2, and 3.
Oh.
So he's past the dog part.
Yeah, we're well past the dog part.
Oh, because that's where you got upset the first time.
Yeah.
Not the killing of the dog, I'm done.
So we've watched 1, 2, and 3. We're ready to go watch John Wick 4.
Oh.
Very excited.
What do you do with the other kids? You wait till they go to bed?
No. Well, Teddy goes to bed. Yeah,
she goes to bed early. I understand.
Justice don't give a fuck.
No?
He came out.
Yeah.
And he was all about it once he saw the action stuff, and he's doing the moves and stuff on the couch or whatever. Right. But he's not that interested.
Ah, gotcha. Well, I thought maybe because his brother's watching, he would want to watch
it too. Yeah, and no, his mentality's different.
Ah.
If things don't go his way, he just quits.
Oh.
I got to work on that with him.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. So, yeah, did that. Wound up doing some yard work. That didn't feel good. Getting old, man. Just doing this stuff.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Went out in flip-flops.
I love this time of year. You don't have to mow the yard every week. It's every other.
Why would you do yard work in flip-flops?
I don't know. It seemed a good idea at the time.
Yeah, did you get ants? Usually it's where you find the ants.
Somebody did the yard work for me. I have my neighbor does yard, but, like, he doesn't do everything. So right. There were some shrubs that bothered me and stuff like that.
Oh.
So I did that.
You just yanked them out of the ground.
I trimmed them up a little bit.
Now they don't bother him no more.
There was one that was by Teddy's room that I was just not happy with, so I hacked the hell out of it.
Oh.
That's a twig.
Nobody's really over there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just doesn't belong, so.
She just pulled it up.
It's one of those.
Throw it over the fence in the neighborhood.
It's one of those bushes that, what's it called? Like a fern
and
or something.
More with the bushes.
It's a pain in the ass one. That the roots go down really deep, and if you start to pull at it, it could be a problem.
Yeah.
Palm trees are terrible like that.
Palm trees?
Yeah.
Palm trees go straight down.
Yeah, not all the time, but they're long as roots, though.
Oh.
Palm trees is a ball of roots.
They're designed for hurricanes.
Right. That's why they don't fall down. Don't fall down. Don't pull up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about like a viburnum bush. Sorry.
Put something with a lot of...
Viburnum?
Viburnum, yeah.
Put something with a lot of spikes on it out of their window, so when she gets over, she can't sneak out.
Oh, my God. No, then she's going to come in the house and have to be taken to the hospital.
Only once.
The one time.
All right.
So, yeah.
Nice.
That's what I had. That's what it was a pretty easy weekend for me. This week's going to be fucking chaos.
Did you get bit by ants, just by the way?
No.
No? Okay.
No, and I even took apart, like, a tree that's got the spikies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I got poked a couple times.
Mm.
Hmm. Yeah.
Pokey.
Look, yeah.
The pokey tree.
Yeah.
I hate pokey trees.
Pokey trees.
Mikey won, pokey tree none.
Sorry. No, pokey tree got him one. What?
Why did you write 13 minutes on that?
Something I have to remember for later?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's 13-ish, by the way.
13-ish?
So that's not accurate. You hear something funny, you mark it, and then you come back later and find it.
Was something that Phil said or I said?
Who knows?
Just remember, you're still in reach for me, pal. He's got to get up.
He won't even turn my camera back on.
I could go crazy.
Your camera's on.
No, there's nothing lit up on the front of it. It's red.
Yeah, it's on right now.
Oh, because the green went away. I got you.
All right, let's go to the news.
He just wanted to be on the camera. What about his weekend? He ain't have nothing the weekend.
Hey, we didn't do anything. We went to dinner on Sunday afternoon to a bad Mexican restaurant.
That's you got a big event coming up.
I can't talk about that.
Oh. Okay. What about today?
There's no event today. Well, I told you, but I can't tell everybody.
Oh.
Because part of the people involved don't know about it.
No. I'm talking about today's event.
Oh, I don't know what happened today. Oh, I'm doing the invocation at the Deltona City Council again. The prayer.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, that's today.
He's a priest again today.
What about Knights at the Leaf? Were you doing the Knights of the Ash thing?
I'm going to the
Boots does that.
Boots does that. That's Boots' thing.
Are you going to that?
No, I'm going to
you ever
going to
go to that?
I'm going to say, I don't know, maybe. It's hard to do. I told you, Mondays and one night, my wife and I usually eat dinner together.
We'll move to Tuesdays.
That would work better for me, actually.
Okay. No problem.
But he won't move it because of everybody.
I'm going to move it just for you. Or Boots will move it just for you.
Oh, gotcha. Just do two of them. It's going so well. We've gone to two nights.
You're going to come.
Forgot to add the rack above thing.
Oh, what happened?
His rack. Mikey's rack. We forgot to talk about Mikey's rack.
Yeah.
Well, it was so weird. The all the ad copy disappeared this week.
Yeah.
Off my phone, off the computer. It was gone everywhere. I tried to get last week's out of the trash. Only page missing from all this stuff. That was the only page not there.
It was a rack above.
Right. And I dug through the trash. I got another bag and emptied one to the other.
That's funny.
It's the only thing missing. And then there's a recently deleted place where the notes go.
Right.
It's not in there either.
Missing as well. Well, we're going to up the ante a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
What do we do?
If somebody picks up a rack above,
yeah,
there's going to be 20 mystery cigars as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to do 20 mystery cigars.
Mystery. Nice.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Who picks the mystery? A rack above owner or?
Nah, fuck that. I'll make sure that they're all solid.
Ah, there we go.
I'll pick them.
He doesn't have the best taste in cigars.
Yeah, no, I'm going to pick. I'm going to take care of that.
Oh, there's new Cuba. It's new. It's from Cuba.
I'm going to take care of that.
Yeah, there's Toro Sinestro.
We're going to include 20. We're going to make sure that there's 20 mystery cigars.
Decent cigars.
No. They're going to be badass.
Oh, good cigars.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that there's some stuff in there that maybe you can't necessarily get.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So do they have? They obviously have to tell him, I would like the cigars.
Is that just the
very next, or is it like the next couple, or just we have the all next the rules? Couple. We all have the rules.
I don't give a fuck. Let's go, baby. Let's do this.
This is Boots. I'd like one for 20 cigars.
Hey, I'd like to get a rack above.
And if you only keep it for the cigars, you give it back, you get the cigars back.
Correct.
No, all sales are final. You're not getting a return.
No refunds, no exchanges.
Don't be that guy.
Not with the mystery box.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
You want to talk about your, because we have pictures now from your garage that we can throw up.
Oh, we have the before and after.
Yes, you have the
before and after. It's officially
done. Yes.
Before and after. It's amazing. I'm really happy with this thing. 25-ish.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, I love it.
And your garage is not messy like it usually is.
No, it's not.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Keeping it nice and straight.
Okay.
Does rack above make a shoe rack?
It needs to for me.
Right.
What they need to do is come out with like swings and stuff you can hang for them and for your kids in the garage.
Oh, ooh, you know what?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
A sex swing above.
Oh, I don't know.
For the master bedroom. Never bolt anything in.
Oh, there you go.
Oh. What's this?
That's the only problem people have. They don't want to put eye bolts into the ceiling.
So you just say, hey,
you might not hit the beam or something.
Yeah.
Like, so you know, your wife's got a broken back.
Yeah, and, you bust a tailbone. Not today.
Right. Got to explain that.
A sex swing above. Boom.
Before and after photos of that right here, too.
Before and after photos. Enjoy the flexibility of a sex swing above. It's a parlay. You know, if you want to, just only commit to the rack.
Right.
You're not getting 20 free cigars with the...
sex swing?
No.
No, just lube.
Yeah, it seems
just
ridiculous.
Some lube.
Yeah, some KY.
Right.
Something.
Some restraints, Velcro. Yeah.
Some restraints.
Gotta make it worth their while.
Who do they have to contact for the 20 mystery box deal?
That's what I said. He said him. He's taking care of that.
No, call Steve.
Call Steve at 407-474-1214 or visit arackabove.com.
Yeah.
Nice.
Place the order.
And I would probably put like...
cigars.
When you reach out to him, say, hey, I want the 20 cigar mystery deal too.
20 cigar special.
Nice.
And if he gives you any shit, you say, do I got to call Cigar House there? Because he said he'll come go to your house and kick your ass. Just let him know.
He's not kidding.
But the cigars don't come until after it's installed.
Correct.
There you go. Trying to get all the disclaimers put in there.
Yeah, we'll send it to you.
Yeah. Right.
We'll mail it. Unless you're local. And then I'll just drop it off or you can come pick them up.
Oh, no, you'll drop it off. You'll come to the house.
I'll drop them off.
You take a picture with them and the rack
above. At the rack above.
Right.
Let's go.
You need a rack above t-shirt when you do this.
A rack above. Right. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
All right, now the news.
Okay.
25-ish.
From the four corners of the world, all the cigar industry news you could possibly need. The Cigar Hustler Podcast Report with dun, Mike dun, dun.
Alec Bradley's PCA 2023 booth becomes Ford Cigar Company's booth.
Yeah, no shit.
For the second year in a row, Scandinavian Tobacco Group is the parent company of General Cigars International and others will be exhibiting at the PCA Convention and Trade Show. So they're back.
Oh.
Also, for the second year in a row, but doing so in a separate space that was originally purchased by a cigar company that they bought. Today, the Premium Cigar Association, PCA, will host a trade show announced that STG's Ford Cigar Company will be exhibiting at PCA 2023. Ford will be using the space that was purchased by Alec Bradley Cigar Company. Last month, STG announced that it purchased Alec Bradley, and it was moving the company's brands into Ford Cigar Company.
So they slide back into PCA.
Right, in the Alec Bradley
book. No additional cost.
Right. I mean, it's a win-win for them.
Alec Bradley, right?
That's right.
You know. Go to three.
He was not looking again.
Here's what's despicable. When companies don't purchase the PCA and they make fucking side deals outside of PCA. I understand that you're not breaking any rules or any other shit. But it's fucking sleazy, man. It really is. It's incredibly tacky. You know, a handful of these companies are doing it. They go into, come meet us in the conference room or the hotel room or whatever. And God, that just, That's just disgusting. Fucking be a good person, support the PCA, and make your fucking sales. I don't understand. It's not that hard. All this mutiny bullshit, you just got to put it, stop, just stop. It's not working. It's not working for you. It looks really bad. It's a bad image on the company. So knock it off. Or I'll start naming the companies. How's that sound?
Oh, I think we have before.
Probably. I'll name them again.
We've said them again. Last year, STG sent Ford Cigar Company employees and products to be part of the Room 101 booth.
They did.
And which took place less than 1 month after STG purchased Room 101. So this is their thing now.
This is what we're doing. We're obtaining companies annually.
We're not going to the convention unless we buy somebody who's already displaying in the convention. See, there's some major differences between the two situations. For example, Alec Bradley's booth is much larger than Matt Booth's booth. And the booth and this booth will be branded as Forge, whereas Room 101 will still largely say Room 101's booth. Last year, Forge's Sancho Panza brand was on display in the Room 101 booth. This is notable because of the trade show absence of Forge, sister's company, General Cigar, whose portfolio included CAO, Cohiba, Macanudo, Punch, and others. 2019, General, along with Altadis, Davidoff, and Geneva, USA, and Drew Estate, announced it would not be going to the thing. Blah, blah, blah. All right, next story. General has a price increase.
Jeez.
They had to pay for Alec Bradley. It's unclear how much prices are going up on average. About $72.5 million total.
The CAO Americanas are now $72 million apiece.
The company doesn't typically comment to media about price increases, but the changes will affect the vast majority of cigars sold by the two companies to pay for the Alec Bradley purchase. A handful of lines, primarily new lines, will not increase in price. They are CAO Chillin' Moose Shady Flavor, FLVR, Flavor. Hoya de Monterey, Epicure Selección, Hoya de Monterey, Excalibur Dark Knight.
Those aren't going up?
Handfully brand new lines. No, these are not.
Because they know those are the customers that they would just piss off and they'd just find something else for $4.
Right. The move appears to have caught retailers off guard. Most cigar companies will typically give retailers a window of at least a couple of weeks to place orders before the new price takes an effect. In this case, retailers were informed the prices will increase via email at 1 p.m. Eastern and was told that the old prices would be honored until 4:30, but they would not take large orders.
You have 3 hours.
And you can't place a big order.
Excommunicado, 1 hour.
Tatuaje's Lomo de Credo heads to stores.
Lomo de Credo.
L-O-M-O.
Lomo.
D-E.
L-A-M-O?
No, L-O-M-O.
Lomo.
D-E. Day.
Day.
C-E-R-D-O. Curdo. Cierdo?
C.
Spell the last part.
C-E-R-D-O. Cierdo?
Cerdo?
Cerdo. Lomo de Cerdo.
Cerdo.
Heads to stores on Monday.
Lomo de Cerdo.
Lomo de Cerdo.
Get you some Lomo de Cerdo.
One of Tatuaje's most talked about new cigars from the 2022 PCA convention and trade show. Did anybody see that when they were there?
I didn't see the Lomo de Cerdo.
I certainly won't remember the name. Said to begin shipping to stores on Monday. Are we getting that?
Oh, it's the pork tenderloin.
Oh, yeah, the cigar gives a new spin to Tatuaje's most sought-after limited edition. It's based on the pork tenderloin, which came out in 2010, but the new cigar...
It's based on the pork tenderloin, but it's called pork tenderloin, but in Spanish.
Oh, is that what Lomo de Cerdo means?
It's like saying, you know, we're
coming Lomo out. Is pork?
Lomo de Cerdo. Of Cerdo.
De Cerdo must be tenderloin.
Of pork.
Tenderloin of pork.
Of pig?
Yeah. Except it has the Mexican San Andreas wrapper. Instead of the Connecticut leaf found on single cigars, as much as Lomo de Cerdo, which is Spanish for pork loin. Oh, just pork loin. Where's the band that says...
You know what's really funny? Is when I switched it back from English to Spanish, now it says pork tenderloin. Solomillo de Cerdo.
Oh. Lomo solo?
They just shortened it up.
Solomillo.
Solomillo. My pork tenderloin.
Cerdo is pork.
Let's see. Spanish for pork loin. Where's a band that says something that is a nod to the city where
something
where the something. Other cigar Tatuaje's series made blah 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 blah.
And we're very excited.
Like the pork tenderloin, the Lomo de Cerdo uses Nicaraguan tobacco for the binders and fillers. Also, like the pork tenderloin, the Lomo de Cerdo is notable for its packaging as the cigars come in a 25-count bundles wrapped in pig.
Oh, like actual pig?
Oh, butcher paper. Sorry, misread that. Designed to look like what would be handed across the counter at a butcher shop.
It's like Pink Floyd?
What?
What?
No, they're wrapping them in butcher paper.
Like Pink Floyd?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a 5 1/8 by 52 we Robusto. Very similar to this, but not exactly. Educated. $12 per cigar and $300 for a bottle of 20. A bottle.
You get them in a bottle.
You get them in a bottle. 300 of them and a bottle of 25 cigars.
Nice.
They were produced at my father's cigars. It's factory in Esteli, Nicaragua. Pete Johnson said the product ended up being just north of 8,000 bundles of cigars. Is when the cigar was announced, production wasn't known, as it would be determined by how many cigars were ordered. Oh, they must have ordered north of 8,000.
Well, I don't think they let me order them, though, when a PCA last year.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think they let me order them.
No, we don't carry that way.
Yeah, but Pete always tries.
He does, but you probably can't. You know, can't just buy the pork tenderloin.
I would have.
Yeah, but that's
I would have bought other stuff.
Nah.
You're probably right.
No, you wouldn't have. While the bundle cigar is set to begin shipping, some consumers already had the opportunity to smoke the Tatuaje, as it is included in the Cigar Rights of America. Spring 2023 Freedom Sampler, which we chose not to get this year.
Yeah, nobody called me.
Oh, the cigars, nobody likes this.
Nobody likes this.
Nobody likes this at all.
Nobody drive. Hey, what are you gonna do? I'm not going to drive back for it.
No, the cigars in the sampler did not wear the same bands, however, as they use the Tatuaje Limited bands, and they weren't referred to as the Pork Tenderloin, with Johnson calling them the Tatuaje Limited Robusto.
Oh, well, that's a big push.
I guess so.
What do you get in that thing? You get the Padron Black's pretty good.
You get some pork.
The Opus, if there's Opus.
I don't know what was in it this year. I saw the photo. I didn't pay attention to it.
Me neither.
Same stuff you always get in just the newer one or something. Intemperance Volstead VO 1920, soft launching next month ahead of summer release. A soft launch.
Oh.
It's very soft.
I'm excited.
Soft launch. Why? We're not getting them.
We're not?
No, he's going to a special shop.
Son of a bitch.
Brummacraft Tobacco is nearing the release of its newest regular production. Oh, I guess we can eventually. The Intemperance Volstead VO 1920 on April 21st. Skip Martin and Mike Rosales, Brummacraft Tobacco's co-founders.
What about the pre-release, though? I saw the one, the pre-release. I don't get the pre-release. Skip, I want the pre-release.
We'll be in an event at Two Guys Smoke Shop
God
in Nashua.
Damn it. Who's number one?
Someone's in trouble.
Who's number one? A cigar hustler? The podcast?
That's right. And we still can't get them.
You're going to fucking Two Guys?
Two Guys.
Ridiculous.
We'll be at an event at the Two Guys Smoke Shop in Nashua, New Hampshire. With them,
guy
we'll
talk shit about you on his show.
112 count bundles.
I don't talk shit about you.
Oh, well, we do.
He's got something nicely to say. Hold on. Let's put the camera on.
Guy talked shit about you on his show. There wasn't no public. The apology was weak.
Weak.
You don't even have to worry about me apologizing, because I'll never fuck up. Where's my Volstead pre-release? God damn it.
Okay.
Are we back? Oh, yeah, sorry. We're back. Bundle the Intemperance Volstead, Senator Volstead, the 5x50 Robusto Vitola. Sort of another, everything similar to this size.
5x52 Toro again?
That's a 5x50 Robusto.
That's a 5x52 Toro.
Blend-wise, the line uses an Ecuador and Sumatra hybrid wrapper, a varietal sometimes referred to as Cameroon-grown in Ecuador.
God damn.
Over a Mexican San Andreas binder. Fillers include Corojo-grown in La Canela, Dominican Republic, and tobaccos from Condega, Jalapa, and your favorite Pueblo Nuevo, regions of Nicaragua. Previously, Martin told Cigars or Podcast he wanted... What?
Pueblo Nuevo tastes a lot like Condega, in my opinion. I guess it depends upon the...
Martin told Cigars or Podcast he wanted to make the blend on the lighter side compared to most Romacraft tobacco blends. Romacraft tobacco plans on releasing most of the Volsteads this summer, like around the 2023 PCA Convention Trade Show in July. There are 5 regular production sizes and 6 limited production Vitolas.
I'm intrigued about that cigar because a lot of people fuck up a Sumatra. And he was talking about that he finally figured out after working on the Quinceañera, the Quimpana Jerjo, that he had figured out what to do with Sumatra.
Because they can't say the word.
Quimpanganero. I just, you know what, I just want all the Quimpanganeros. You can go give them.
Tyler was smoking one over the weekend.
I saw that. Yeah, I didn't even.
Oh, his cigar. Did you see his cigar is getting made?
The Visa. It's happened.
Yes. Yeah. Now it's a 505 or something.
I talked with Skip recently. I talked to him a couple days ago. Yeah.
Oh, what do you have to say?
He said that he misses you terribly.
Oh, I miss you too.
He said Palmer is the best.
I love him. He's such a nice man.
Yeah. That's pretty much all he said in the scenario. I'll let him know.
Did you see Michael Rosales is now the owner of Romacraft?
Is he?
Yes. He's doing an event up at Romatron's shop.
Well, he is the owner of Romacraft.
But they don't co-own it?
Well, I mean, he's an owner of Romacraft.
No, this is the owner, not one of. He He's the owner. You know, like we own.
I mean, you get him on a technicality.
Nick Asueño. Oh, like everybody doesn't jump at me every time I make a mistake.
Well, you just say that you own stuff, but you don't even co-own.
I don't even say I own things. People just assume.
Yeah, that you own. There's a big difference there.
Assumption.
If you were a co-owner and somebody calls you an owner, nobody cares.
Well, if I was the other owner, I might be upset. I think Skip's above
that's that. Called small dick energy is what that's called. If you get upset about, oh, hey, just so you know, I'm the owner too.
He's above that.
I'm also the owner. Like, give you a break.
You say that all the time. People say I own Cigar Hustler.
I don't say anything. I just say, yep, he sure does. And I walk the fuck away because I normally don't want to deal with it. Ask him anything.
Do you want to know more about it or are you done?
I want to know more.
They're doing the 1920 Izzy Einstein, the 1920 Bella Livingston, the 1920 Bill McCoy. 5x50, just like this one. The George Remus.
This is a 5x52 Toro.
It's not a Toro.
It says it on the label.
The Roy Olmsted and
I don't mean to nitpick here, Palmer, but it says it on the UPC. I don't want to argue with that.
Each cigar is named after a Prohibition era figure. McCoy, Olmsted, Remus were all bootleggers in different parts of the country. Livingstone, would it be Livingstone or Livingston?
Is there an E at the end of it?
Yes.
There's an E?
Yes.
Livingstone.
Livingstone. Operated famous speakeasies in Manhattan, and Einstein and his partner, Mo Smith, were created into making nearly 5,000 arrests during Prohibition, the most of the U.S. Prohibition unit.
Alfred Einstein?
No, Mo Smith.
Alfred.
Einstein. Manhattan and Einstein and his partner, Mo.
Alfred Einstein.
Doesn't say what it could be. Doesn't say who he is.
E equals.
Okay, the it's limited Albert. Production Vitolas are the Blind Pig, a 4.5x60.
Ah.
The Senator Volstead.
4.5x60.
Yeah, 4.5x60.
Oh, okay.
Senator Volstead, a 5x50. Noble Experiment, Revenuer, Grand Perfecto, and Judas Hole.
Interesting.
The Noble Experiment size is a box brand.
I like that everything has a weird name, and then we just say, fuck it, Grand Perfecto.
Right.
This one is the...
We need one more name, Skip. We need one
Senator,
more. It's the Grand Perfecto. What do you want to call that?
Senator...
Fuck you, the Grand Perfecto.
Yes. This has a unique shape.
I'm tired. I'm done.
I'm tired.
My hamburger with the egg on it is ready. I have to go eat.
My hamburger with the egg.
Like most of Roma Craft Bag's limited items, the intent is to make each of the sizes in limited batches as opposed to true one-and-done limited editions. Roma Craft Tobacco plans to release all 5 regular production sizes plus 4 limited production sizes this summer. Release dates for the Grand Perfecto and Judas Hole Vitola has not been announced. Keeping with the intemperance theme, the name refers to Prohibition, specifically the Volstead Act, the law created to enforce Prohibition. While the law was passed in 1919, President Woodrow Wilson vetoed the law, which delayed its implementation.
Veto.
The Volstead Act went into effect on January 17, 1920. Do you know all the bars turned into during the Prohibition?
Speakeasies.
Ice cream stores.
And then you just go in the back?
I guess, but ice cream became the social thing instead of...
Let's booze. Get together and have some fucking ice cream.
Right.
You got a vanilla.
During World War II, we had... Wait, World War II. World War I been 1920?
World War
I? World War I. Mm-hmm. We had, in the Navy, they Trench had 4 warfare. Boats, 4 concrete barges that just made ice cream for the Navy.
Make the ice cream!
Make the ice cream. But they're fighting
I'm
the Germans
tell you right now.
Who couldn't get... Supplies to the guys.
Yeah.
And then but you see a guy with a flamethrower eating an ice cream cone.
I'm going to tell you
so
right now.
Sort of
this shit was laced with alcohol.
Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah. They were running distilleries out of that bitch.
The booze ice cream?
Yeah.
Probably. So we have a Florida story and then I'm done.
One Florida story.
Yes. It's kind of a long story.
Does it involve an alligator?
Matter of fact, it does.
Does it involve feces at some random spot?
No.
Okay. So it's got an alligator.
Tampa Police Department officers stopped a scaly suspect caught meandering through a neighborhood intersection on Wednesday night. Officers encountered a 9-foot alligator out on a stroll in North Howard Avenue and West Catherine Street shortly after 1 a.m.
How's this make the news?
There's an alligator. 9-foot alligator. In the middle
alligators.
Of Tampa.
We always have alligators.
While waiting for a trapper to arrive, the two men held down the large reptile as a third wrapped duct tape around its mouth because the police trapped it instead of the trapper.
Just shoot the fucking thing.
They can't.
Why not?
The police aren't authorized.
Oh, that. My
it's
God.
Fish and wildlife guy. Phil Walters, an alligator trapper, contacted with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission Nuance Alligator Program. So it's
nuisance?
Yes, it's the F.
Not nuance.
I said nuisance.
You said nuance.
Oh, it's a nuance.
It's a nuance.
It's a nuance.
It's a nuance.
It's a nuance, okay, alligator program.
It's a nuance.
It's sort of like alligators.
Did Greg, write all these papers
something
today?
We're working on. It's a nuance.
Jesus. So let's see. They called the FFWCCNAP people.
Fucking friends with alligator.
He said that if the alligator was left in the road, especially at night, it could end up damaging vehicles or worse. Be aware of your surroundings. Will keep you out of trouble because the alligator, if you had hit it with a small car, you'd be totaled.
If or
you,
dead.
If you were on a motorcycle, you probably would have been laying in the street. Walter said he's been called to trap an increased number of alligators as mating season gets underway. It could start a bit early this year, according to animal experts.
I saw on Instagram. Sorry. I don't
Go ahead.
I saw somebody sent me. My boy sent me an Instagram video of somebody trying to brush a mountain lion off the street to get it moving with a broom. And then the clip goes, "This isn't the dumbest thing I have seen ever." And then it shows a clip of the Seattle Super Bowl, Phil, where Russell Wilson throws the ball. And it gets intercepted instead of running it at the 1 yard line.
At the 1 yard line, yes.
A broom. A mountain lion with a broom. I'm going to brush it away with a broom.
Oh. This is the time of year you find them underneath the car as they show up at your front door. They're moving around. Winter's over. Spring is here. Trevor said he was surprised to find the officers had subdued the gator because normally TPD doesn't get down and dirty, Walters explained.
You got that one hillbilly motherfucker cop. He's like, hell yeah, I'm going to do it.
Well, these are city cops. He said the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department Agricultural Unit typically handles the rogue gator.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got one badass. He's been he's ready to go.
Well, one guy did try push it away in the head, and it went for him, so the other two guys jumped on its back.
Yeah.
And then they...
This was down south?
No, it's in Tampa.
The one that jumped on his back, that's the guy I want when some shit's going sideways in a school.
Two of them.
Those are the dudes that are saying, let's go. Let's fucking go.
Did you see the cam footage?
Of course I did.
Yeah, everybody's seen that.
I need three.
Right.
Like, fucking let's go, motherfuckers. We're going. He's
running past other cops and stuff. See the guy in the stairs with his gun going, go, it's okay. Yeah.
I'm not going.
Walter said the alligator measured up to
I'll protect the stairs.
I have the stairs. Walter said the alligator measured up to 9 feet, 4 inches long. He's likely to be a male. It took four men to lift the bound behemoth gator into the back of the
truck. You gotta love the, stop moving. That was fucking, he's dead.
Don't go for the gun. Don't go for the gun. Bang, bang. Okay, we're done here.
No, he was already dead.
Well, he must have been moving for the gun.
Go look at the footage.
I saw the footage. It's over and over.
He's not fucking moving.
Well, you can't really see. It's kind of far away.
Stop resisting.
Stop it. As what comes next for the alligator, the FWC leaves that decision to the trapper. Relocating alligators can come at a cost to a trapper, according to an Associated Press report, and many opt to sell the animals for its skin and meat, or, as Walter put it, luggage and hors d'oeuvres. You have a listener of the week, Michael?
Romachon.
Can you, like, stall for a minute while I go to the gong?
Yes. Hold on. I will tell you the listener of the week in 1 second.
Do you have a listener of the week, Michael?
I do.
Oh, who would it be?
Hit the gong. Romatron. He wanted the Coast to Coast on the Patreon, and he's getting it.
Oh, we have a new Patreon, by the way.
Do we?
Yes.
Anywhere we know?
Another $50 Patreon.
Oh!
Yes, we do.
Who is it?
A man who might be flying a helicopter one day.
I thought that he already did.
He upped.
Nice.
Can't say his name, though.
We can't?
No, not because of the way I introduced him.
Okay.
All right. Do we have a shop of the week, Michael? The one that the owner of Roma, the Roma Craft is going to?
Two guys.
No, they don't carry Postania.
Oh.
Really?
Really?
I'm going to do something we've never done before.
Oh, quick, close up. Pan
it's
in.
On the close. Hold on.
No, it's fine.
No, leave it.
No,
don't touch it. Leave it.
We got another show to do.
The shop of the week. Cigar Hustler.
Hey! Whose online business is back up and running.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, better than usual.
It's moving. What a nightmare that was. But hey, we're doing it.
Hey, but look, though, you got the new site up because of it, though.
Yeah. I mean.
You don't sound excited.
Hey, you jumped out of the plane.
I did. Yep. I did.
You almost hit the ground.
Well, he pushed the plane off the mountain.
You got that plane built.
You know, I saw
I
saw Mike. Tyson was talking
really close to the ground.
I saw a thing where Mike Tyson was talking, and he says, you know, you gotta go into dark places sometimes to get shit done. That way, you can talk about it and have your accomplishments. And man, that was a fucking man. I'm gonna tell you, that one sucked. That one absolutely sucked. So I'm glad that it's operational, and we're gonna keep working on it so that it's 100%.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about those 20 mystery cigars.
And you want to know something else? I appreciate the customers that have come, that hung tight and came back, and they're placing orders and stuff. And then when I have questions just to try and critique things, they instantly respond. Guys like Steven Wells, that guy's solid.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
There's a couple more, but that one definitely just pops in my head because I reached out to him today. So I appreciate that, you know. Giving me the opportunity to make things better. It's nice to see things on the other side sometimes, so I know that things are working. So,
good deal.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I felt like that was a good way to end things. No?
It was. We're a little 10-minute short.
What are we doing now?
No, you're not. That's 50-ish. You're at 58 minutes.
Oh, yeah. What kind of minutes you had over there? 58?
All right. You're done, actually.
Oh, hey. Look at that. It worked out.
No.
Oh, it went off?
Yeah, it stopped. It just stopped.
It says it's recording?
No, the audio is stopped.
Well, I can pull it off the video. That's why we have a backup. But why did it stop?
I don't know.
I turned the Bluetooth off on my phone.
It said something about interface.
No idea what that means.
It's probably when you hit the gong.
Great. Fucked it up. That didn't fuck it up.
No, it was the thing of boots. Yeah, you can't play that shit no more. That was one blow. You have to fucking suck the shit out of it.
Apparently it still works.
Unbelievable. He's got a good mic voice, though.
It was the editing. It's all in the editing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get on this Patreon.
All right, this has been episode 275. It might have been a little short for some of you, so we got to go. Bye.
Bye.